of the valence band.
It's a similar thing as before. 1 minus the Fermi function can be approximated also by an exponential function, where now these two have changed position. So it's an exponential function that goes to 0 in the other direction. And then the density of holes in the top of the valence band is usually called P. So N is the density of electrons in the bottom of the conduction band, and P is called the density of holes in the top of the valence band. N and P for positive and negative. These are the positive particles. So P is this concentration of holes, and it's the density of states times 1 minus the Fermi function. This is the approximation for 1 minus the Fermi function. Here I've got the valence band energy minus the energy, and this is the square root that's going up like this. You can do the integral, and you get the result that it's the effective density of states at the top of the valence band times an exponential function, which is the valence band energy minus the chemical potentials. So now there are these two formulas, which N is NCE to mu minus EC over KBT, and P is NV EXT EV minus mu over KBT. And I usually can remember these formulas up to which direction I have to put these in. Is it E minus mu or is it mu minus E? And how I always remember it is that the argument has to be a negative number, because the concentration of electrons in the conduction band is always much smaller than this effective density of states. In a Boltzmann approximation, this is always true. So this is would be a very large concentration of electron, or yes, concentration of electrons in the conduction band. This would be a very large concentration of holes in the valence band. So this is a number less than 1, and the argument is negative. For the electrons, mu, which is here in the middle, minus EC is a negative number. And for the holes, EV minus mu is a negative number.